Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just wanted them to understand that it was something that we had been planning on for a long time, and that I wish I had more time to kind of walk them through a little more history of Ireland. But I at least wanted them to know that it was something special for us, and that I showed them a hurling stick, and I told them a little bit about Croke Park and this special place that it is in Irish history.
I showed them a hurling stick.
Hold on, I have to admit something. Like, hand up here. We have made jokes for a while that we think Aaron Rodgers just sounds like a younger Art Rooney. I was watching Ryder Cup, so I was listening but watching something else. And the very first 3 seconds of that, I was like, "Oh, we got an Aaron Rodgers clip here about Ireland." Dead ass serious. I think they sound almost identical.
He fired his team up by showing them
a hurling stick.
How about a shillelagh? Did he find one of those laying around? A leprechaun outfit?
Do you think Art...
How did you pronounce that?
Shillelagh?
A shillelagh. Like the golden shillelagh that they give away for the USC Notre Dame game.
I heard shillelagh.
Okay.
Like a shillelagh, not a shillelagh.
Yeah, no, shillelagh. Yeah, you're correct, Charlie. He did say it that way. Do you think he made them watch Rudy on the way over to just drive home more Irish themes?
They listened to Dropkick Murphys the whole time.
Yeah. Flogging Molly.
There's another good one.
Charlie, do you know I got stabbed at a Dropkick Murphys concert? Yeah, true story.
What did you say?
I punched somebody.
Somebody
in the
else
face.
Was following the Warriors code.
I sucker punched somebody in the face and got stabbed.
I understood Mulsey's reference, but
I'm going to be honest with you.
Alive.
You deserve to get stabbed if you sucker punch somebody.
Well, they jumped my friends, and then they were laughing about it after the fact.
Oh, then you didn't deserve to get stabbed.
Hold on,
doing something noble. This story has contained multitudes here.
Where is this Dropkick Murphys concert?
It was at the FX Matt Brewery in Utica, New York.
The FX Matt Brewery?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
They make Saranac and beers that, so they have concerts at their brewery, and I was working there with my mom. Handing out beer.
Where did you get stabbed?
In the elbow.
Big wound?
I mean, you could still see the indentation from the knife.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did you say, I'm too tough? Were you at all worried that you were going to get stabbed worse?
Well, I was stoned out of my mind at that point.
Do you think they were...
feel it.
What did you get stabbed with?
Yeah, do you think they were aiming for a vital organ?
I think I got shanked.
Like a prison shank?
It was a quick jab.
Somebody sharpened the end of a spoon, put a bunch of masking tape on it, and went after him. Went to work on Pony.
I didn't see the actual weapon.
Was it one of those like things like in a prison movie where the guy stabbed you and then a bunch of people passed it one to the other until it was gone?
The momentum of the sucker punch took me down with the guy, and then I got stabbed while I was on the ground, and I got up, and my friend Rob Reynolds said, "Dude, you just got stabbed," because the dress shirt that I was wearing, like the whole thing was
blood.
And yeah,
did you get surgery or anything?
No, my mom didn't want me to go to the hospital.
Did you get a tetanus shot?
No, I just got like a butterfly stitch.
Your mom didn't want you to go to the hospital because you were stoned?
Yeah, she's like, you'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they missed my grandmother, major organ.
Yeah, my grandmother was a nurse, and so she came over and
stitched you up.
Yeah,
probably all ticked off.
Alex could have done something like that, don't you think?
How old were you?
21.
I only had one thing. I think I fell and like split my head right on this temple. Should have got stitches, but didn't. Went and worked like a full shift at Sam's Club the next day.
I only stabbed myself.
Didn't you used to see Bob walk at that Sam's Club all the time?
So Bob walk came through that Sam's Club routinely. You know who else did? Chris Hoke. Hoke would have a flatbed. He wouldn't have a cart.
Just fill that sucker up.
The only people I ever routinely saw bring flatbeds in were people who worked like snack shops or gas stations, the Amish and Chris Hoke. True story.
Art talking about the speech he gave the team before they left, trying to inspire them to win one for the Rooney family and the Steelers franchise. His thoughts on how his late father would have felt about this game.
My dad would love this. You know, he would love it and think about him a lot this week. And so, I'm sure he'll be looking down on us on Sunday and enjoying the spectacle.
That's why he wants this so bad. I mean,
you can hear the emotion. A man who rarely shows any emotion of almost like professional reasons because he's a lawyer, you can hear emotion there. You can. It's easy.
Why did the Steelers wait until last night to leave? This story has just been unbelievably convoluted and complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL got blamed by the Steelers in an article by Jerry Dulac. The NFL then came out today and said that's not true.
Not so fast, my
friend. And like Jerry had to offer up
a retraction, pretty much.
Yeah, with like the vice president of communications from the NFL's name on it. Like, hey, get it out there from basically Roger Goodell's secretary that this isn't true. It was the Steelers' decision on when to come here. They made Jerry write that.
A man named O'Connor said the Steelers are so cheap they probably flew on standby tickets.
Here is Art explaining why. Because remember, last time they did this, they waited. They lollygagged through the game and got murdered for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Vikings went over earlier than them. Here's Art on why they waited until the last second this time around.
Yeah, it was a football decision, so I would have liked to have had the guys over here for a few more days, too. But, we're in the middle of the season, so we got to do what's best for the football side of things.
The team determines the travel schedule, is that correct?
Well, we work with the league, too, so it's sort of a joint discussion.
Hmm. Wait a minute. They went over too late last time.
Yeah.
Got clobbered.
Yep.
He wanted them over here earlier,
mm-hmm.
but they came over later because of football reasons, despite football being hurt badly by them coming over late last time.
I think it gets back to my theory. I think the practice quality over there was something Tomlin was really worried about. Like, did they have...
They better come out like gangbusters or else he's going
to
look bad.
Did they have the space? Did they have the things required to put on full practices there? That's why he said football decision. I think Art is saying more for like promotion of the game,
sure,
getting people around Ireland, but also I think his argument is getting their bodies adjusted.
Well, that's the main thing. They had to do all this, hold on, let's stay awake all through the day, etc.
I think Mike was more concerned about the quality of prep and wanted the practices to be good and wanted them to get the most quality practices before they left.
I guess the first quarter, I think, will be what tells the tale there, won't it?
Yeah, if they come out and it's a flat as a pancake performance at the beginning of the game, it's going to be open season on them for this. The only thing that saves them is the fact that the Vikings waited just as long. But if the Steelers really did have authorization from the NFL to get there on Monday or Tuesday, all right, well, why didn't you take advantage of that? Who cares when the Vikings are getting there? Go Monday or Tuesday. Do what's best for you.
I would agree with that.
Terry Bradshaw, we have him here. Terry Bradshaw, much like Ben Roethlisberger, not drinking company punch.
Never does.
Ben thinks the Steelers are going to lose this game and that Brian Flores and Kevin O'Connell are going to coach circles around Tomlin. This is Terry Bradshaw today on after watching the Steelers' first three games, how he feels about them.
They're always competitive, but they're past being a contender. They're not a contender. They're just not. From what I've seen, they're not a contender. They haven't been in a while. They hadn't been a contender in 5 years.
Anybody want to disagree with that?
I'd just say
but they haven't been a contender.
He got one thing wrong. They haven't been a contender for 7 years, since 2018.
Well, when you're old like him, I think that's allowable. Nah. You're off by a couple of years. I think that's fine.
Ben's elbow snapped and they ceased to become a contender.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Juju fumbled the game away in New Orleans.
Well, I give you credit there. That's saying something kind and respectful towards Ben.
Yeah,
that
but then
everything
it's also
went downhill when the elbow snapped.
Yeah, it's, but then it's also like
so acknowledging that he was a great quarterback, which sometimes you don't like to do.
Going against I always acknowledge that he's great and that he's going to go to the Hall of Fame and deservedly so. It's going against like the popular opinion that oh, he came back and they were so good in 2020. No, they were ass for the last 5 weeks of the season. And they were a dead team walking.
Did look like an MVP candidate at times that year, but then it all went downhill.
He did not look like an MVP candidate.
Look at the Eagles game early that season. He absolutely did.
Okay, one game. Chase Claypool looked like an offensive player of the year candidate in that game.
They were 11-0. He had great numbers. The MVP award goes to, typically, good quarterback on great team. That's how Matt Ryan won an MVP. That's how Cam Newton won his MVP. That's how several guys have won MVPs. He was in the MVP conversation. You might have thought he was a fraud, like what Bradshaw said there. You might have thought it was smoke and mirrors. But when you have really good numbers and your team hasn't lost that late into the year, you are on the short list of MVP candidates. If we're talking MVP candidates right now in the NFL, you'd have to put Daniel Jones on that list, whether you want to or not, because of how the Colts have played, even if you think it's phony and not sustainable.
22 touchdowns and 4 picks through 9 games. I would say starting.
Absolutely.
I would say that after
MVP caliber numbers.
After the 36-10 win to the Cincinnati Bengals was the last time he was an MVP candidate, because the next 5 games were not so good. Do you want to know?
That's right.
You know who the MVP was that year?
I do.
Rodgers.
Yep.
And you know how his stats looked?
And you know how you feel about it? You think it's a fake MVP award because there were no fans in stadiums and the offense had advantages.
I mean, it's still 48 touchdowns and 5 picks. But yes, the offense, you can kind of look, was pretty
Brian
absurd.
Baldinger going to join us in a few minutes to break down the state of the Steelers, size up this matchup against Minnesota. Nobody knows more football than Baldy. Nobody does more homework on football than Baldy. Nobody does better breakdowns than Baldy. I think Baldy, as a man who I believe lives in New Jersey, will have a major, major gripe with our producer today, Charlie Borges, who bought a cheesesteak and then proceeded to slather ketchup up and down it. He drowned a perfectly good cheesesteak in ketchup.
Was not drowned.
Yes, it was.
Was drizzled.
No.
Even a drizzle is too much.
That was a multiple packet job right there.
Yeah, but it's like the small ones. There's not enough ketchup in there per one packet.
The best amount of ketchup to have on something like that is no ketchup.
Exactly.
The second best amount of ketchup to have on something like that is also none.
I don't know, man.
It's a hill that I'll die on.
You're taking fire from all sides here, my friend. You've got no one on your side.
The take you want to die on is put ketchup on everything?
No, not hold. There we go. That's the pony. Just jumping to conclusions.
That is the pony method right there.
I just want to clarify what you meant by that.
No, he does the thing where he says, you mean put ketchup on everything, which is something you never said, then forcing you to deny it. It's a very nasty rhetorical trick that I have come back on with him and really fought nasty. You got to fight fire with fire.
Do I put ketchup on steak? Absolutely not. Cheese steaks, however, yes. I don't put ketchup on everything.
Do you put ketchup on other hoagies?
Like if you got an Italian hoagie from a place, okay.
No. Only the only hot hoagie that I'll ever put ketchup on is a cheesesteak. Okay. The only condiment that I'll ever put on a cold one, I can't even
mayo
think of
and
maybe mustard if I'm doing like a cold. Like
if you're
cold
doing
one.
A cold sub in general,
you
mustard
just put
and
yellow
mayo.
Mustard on the thing?
Not maybe on a cheesesteak.
No, not on a cheesesteak.
No, like a cold sub.
Cold cut? Maybe every now and again, like a spicy brown.
A little brown mustard, a little mayo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Easy over there,
the
big cat.
The cheesesteak move is still terrible. Text is on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. A person in your law firm, they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Baldy is next.
I like my Guinness on tap. I haven't seen any taps around here, but I went to, years ago, I was on the island in a different country on this island, and I had to go to 4 different bars to find a Guinness on tap, so I'm hoping that's not the case tonight.
That would be pretty sweet. You just walk into a pub and Aaron Rodgers is there sitting at the bar drinking a Guinness.
So he would have been probably in Belfast for that. Different country on that island. Northern Ireland.
Did he think saying Northern Ireland might tick off the Irish media?
The way he framed it there almost makes it seem worse. I was in a different country that's on this island that is a point of major regional political tension.
But I think he said it like, you know, you would to an Ohio, you're like doing something in Columbus.
Oh, like you don't put an M in it.
I was visiting
the school
that school up north.
Okay.
And he looks around and he's like, you get what I'm putting down here? You're not fans of those guys. I get it.
How did he go into 4 separate bars before he found Guinness? Even if I think in Belfast, they still are pretty fond of Guinness.
Maybe not from the sounds of things.
Would he have been Murphy's? I don't know. Crowley was rattling off every beer under the sun today to Donnie. He's like, oh yeah, there's a lot of Smithwick's. I heard it for a couple minutes, and there was a lot of talk about Guinness.
Anything from
Smithwick's, Murphy's.
Anything from him on the football game? Like
I don't
what
think,
he's hearing,
I think
what
he barely,
saw, what he observed.
He barely knows there's a football game happening.
What he said about the practice, nothing. None of that.
No, but he could probably tell you that they made Richie Walsh's face into the foam of a Guinness.
They asked Aaron Rodgers there what it's like playing with the Steelers after beating them in the Super Bowl.
And?
Let's hear what he said.
You know, that was a long time ago. That was 14 years ago. So the only person kind of directly impacting the game from that Super Bowl was Mike Tomlin. So there's not a lot of people that have any, thankfully, memory of that or any bitterness toward myself about that.
Is he the first guy to do that, though? Play for a team, a quarterback that plays for a team he beat in the Super Bowl?
Ooh. Now that's a question.
Brady never beat the Bucs in the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson didn't beat
the Seahawks,
the Giants, the Giants or Broncos, Steelers. Or Steelers in the Super Bowl. Who's Flacco won? Beat the 49ers and never played there.
Correct.
Bradshaw played for one team. Montana never beat the Chiefs.
Or didn't, yeah.
Steve Young didn't beat the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl.
Man.
Could he actually be?
I think he might be the only one as a starter. Hostetler ever beat the Bills as like the Raiders starting quarterback? Or wait, he wouldn't have played for
No, he'd have to go play for the Bills.
For the Bills, yeah. Sorry.
Think about that list, man. Mark Rippon didn't play for the Bills. Troy Aikman didn't play for the Bills.
Did Brad Johnson ever play for the Raiders?
No. Played for the Cowboys.
I think we might have a unicorn.
Played for the Vikings.
Yeah, we might have a unicorn here on our hands.
Favre beat the Patriots, didn't play there. How is it that just now we're figuring this out? Like, that's a pretty significant quirk in NFL history. The team you beat in the Super Bowl, you're now going to suit up for, and you're their franchise quarterback?
I don't think it's happened.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Russell Wilson.
We just said, though, he didn't beat the Steelers.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, he did beat the Broncos.
How did we both just gloss over it, too?
I said he didn't beat the Broncos. Yes, he did. They scored 8 points, and it was a massacre.
Man, we are two complete idiots.
Yeah.
Well, we're being told, I dare you to tell those guys in Ireland to ask for a Bushmills whiskey and see what happens. I guess that's verboten.
Why not do some?
That's from @ManiacJC.
Well, wait a minute. So
that's Stoner Johnny, for the record.
So Irish whiskeys and stuff over there?
I think there might be some sensitive like brands, yes. There might be some things that are germane to either Northern Ireland or
Ireland.
Like
how about the Conor McGregor brand? Is that thumbs up or thumbs down there?
I just think I wouldn't ask for it because it probably tastes like rot gut.
Why's that?
I don't know. I just can't imagine that they're doing a lot of product testing versus marketing as far as dollars spent there on whatever it is, proper 12.
So wait a minute. You don't think any athlete-produced liquor or beer is any good? Is that what you're insinuating here?
Let me put it this way. I like a good IPA, and you know I have some nostalgic thoughts about the Attitude Era of pro wrestling. I have no idea if Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA is any good.
How about that Dan?
It is pretty good.
How about
you had it?
Yeah.
How about that Dan Aykroyd vodka that's in like skulls?
What? Dan Aykroyd? Yeah.
Also very good.
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
Wait, he's the skull vodka guy?
When you see a skull on the top shelf at a bar, behind a bar, that's Dan Aykroyd's liquor.
Why did Dan Aykroyd want his liquor to come in the shape of a bottle in the shape of a skull? What did Dan Aykroyd think? Hey, I'm the only guy with skull vodka?
I mean, I think it's a pretty smart idea because people like the way that that bottle looks and it's good. Vodka's vodka, though, I would say for the most part. I think George Clooney is in with the Casamigos, guys. I've seen him in commercials
Giannotti
for it.
Still in with them?
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Somebody said, what about real American beer?
I mean, is that Hulk Hogan's beer?
Yeah, I think. But I also think that beer is not very good.
I have not had Hulk Hogan's beer.
I've had the Kelsey's beer. It's fine.
Yeah, I've had
Garage
it.
Garage beer. Just
I think, but they just bought
beer.
It. But they bought in, I think. I think that beer already existed in some way, shape, or form.
Where?
I think they just bought it and were like, all right, we're going to market this beer.
Where were they selling it before they got in?
Somebody's
garage.
Because
I had never seen it before, man.
The beer was named after where it was sold.
Remember Marquise Pouncey came on the air with us talking about his wine, and he said, yeah, it's not that good. It's from Ohio.
Well, no, we got him to go into the detail about the business. He goes, mainly we import and do all this other stuff with like wine, fancy wines. And I think I said to him, do you make your own private, like your own label? He goes, oh, yeah, but the grapes are from Sandusky. It's just kind of crazy. It's like average at best.
That was awesome.
He was very upfront about that.
Terry Bradshaw came on and was talking about his bourbon. I have it at home. I haven't opened it. I haven't exactly heard rave reviews about
it. If you were
going
to go into the liquor business, what liquor would you want your name attached to? Like a tequila?
I think vodka is the way to go, man. Because I think vodka, for the most part, is pretty consistent across the board. And if you brand it and market it right, I think you can get a
Andrew Filippone's big prediction vodka. Andrew Filippone's hot take vodka.
Guaranteed to be a...
yeah, this vodka will get you drunk.
Guaranteed to get you drunk is what
I
should put
on it. No, I
like
that one. Pony's hot take vodka, and it can be like jalapeno infused. What is,
hold on. I think we got something here. Yes, jalapeno vodka. The hot take, it's in a bottle. The glass is the shape of a flame.
There you go.
That's going to get some run.
We can do something.
Put it right next to Aykroyd's big old skull vodka and knock it right
I
off the top of the market.
I can't believe as a guy that used to go to a lot of bars that you did not know that about
I didn't
the
know
Dan
that
Aykroyd
it was his.
Vodka.
I had seen it. I had seen it.
Charlie, you've worked in bars for a while. Did you know that?
Say that one
about
more time.
Dan Aykroyd?
Say that one more
did
time.
Did you know Dan Aykroyd? Did you know that
he
Dan
was
Aykroyd?
The skull,
yeah,
that he was okay. The skull thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting reviews. Bradshaw's bourbon is terrible. Okay.
Bourbon's tough, man. Here's the issue. You got to let it age. You got to let it sit, man. You know, like you get the idea, then you got to wait like 10 or 12 years. At least you should.
My neighbor Drew turned one corner of his basement. He has the same model house you and I do, so yeah. You know exactly what the basement looks like. He's got, conservatively, I would estimate, $5,000 to $6,000 worth of bourbon at his bar.
Oh, you know who else? And thank you. That just jogged my memory of another guy. I think the Michael Jordan tequila is supposed to be very good.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that what he was drinking on The Last Dance?
Yeah. I've heard we have it, but here's the thing. Here's what we do. This is so dumb. We have all these expensive liquors, and we say to ourselves,
we're going to save this
for a special occasion. But then we never deem an occasion big enough to go into
the stash,
the special reserve of booze.
Yeah, there was one occasion where I had Wayne Gretzky's whiskey, which is pretty good, and I brought it for my friend's bachelor party for a special occasion, and that went down very quickly.
See, I think you've got to just lower the bar for special occasions. Now we're getting Charles saying Pony and Mueller probably drink vodkas like Nikolai or Vladimir.
Back in the day, I did. Damn
in,
right.
In college, okay.
Absolutely. Don't
true
get
story.
On my ass for that.
First time I got drunk, Nikolai, 100 proof.
That.
Some of my worst drunk nights, Vladimir. Vladdy is your daddy in college. But I was a White Tavern drinker. It was cheaper for a handle by 6 cents than Vladdy. And so there was a badge of honor that you were drinking the Tav.
Listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We've got a Donnie football debrief, the biggest football topic of the day, coming up in 5 minutes. But first, a Charlie headline. Before we get to the Donnie football debrief, this Ryder Cup update is brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. United States team in the morning session lost to Team Europe 3-1. Four matchups going on right now. John Rahm and Sepp Straka lead. Scotty Scheffler and J.J. Spawn, they're 2-up through 10.
Scotty Scheffler apparently a stroke play merchant because he is scuffling. You're looking for the second match.
Wait,
because
can't they play every one of his shots here?
Yeah, this is four
his
ball.
Best score, right?
This is four ball. So this is best ball. Morning was foursomes, which is just another word for alternate shot. Ben Griffin and Bryson are 1-up on Fleetwood and Rose through 9. Cam Young coming off the bench hot and carrying a Justin Thomas who absolutely sucked out loud, not quite as bad as Russell Henley this morning. They're 3-up through 9 on Ludvig Åberg and it's Nikolai Højgaard's in it this year.
Yep.
And then you've got McIlroy Lowry 2-up on Burns and Cantlay through 8.
So if things stay the way they are, 5-3. Europe will end day 1 up 5-3.
Which is not like a bludgeoning. If you want a competitive Ryder Cup, you need it to at least stay right here, and you'd love to get one of the other two matches where Europe's leading currently to a half-point chop.
But the closest match is the one they're leading right now, and that's Griffin and DeChambeau, yeah. Only up one on Fleetwood.
Ben Griffin's got that dog in him, though. I believe in him, and I believe in Spawn the rest of the way here. I know Spawn's in a match where he's losing. I cannot believe I'm saying this out loud. It's more of a Scottie Scheffler problem than it is a J.J. Spawn problem right now.
Jacob tweets in, I believe in Joe Hendry. Who the hell is that? What team is he on?
Joe Hendry.
He's a wrestler.
Yeah, he's a Scottish professional wrestler.
How is that at all relevant to
this? I don't know. Is that, isn't that his catchphrase?
Yeah, say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. And then he turns.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Around and he collapsed twice. It's
he kind of has
you
a
have to be there.
So, he kind of has a weird look. He's got the bleach blonde hair, so the kind of goofy looking smile on his face.
That's part of the gimmick.
So Mulsey saying he believes in some random ass American golfer is prompting our listeners to say things like "I believe in Joe Hendry." That's what we've done to people.
I'm just very confused.
That's like, our brand.
Sounds about right.
I think I've seen this picture, which I didn't know was this guy, of him wearing some goofy ass dress shirt. And just doing what looks like a model, like a Zoolander pose to the camera, probably 100 times on the internet, having no idea what it was.
Craig, ask Craig. Contact Craig. He loves Joe Hendry.
How do you know that?
Because we bond over wrestling.
He walks around the office and he just gives you his wrestling takes?
Yeah, and I do the same to him.
The Donnie Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie is off calling... High school football. What's the game tonight? NA versus Central Catholic?
Upper St. Clair.
Oh, Upper St. Clair versus Peters they have.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's a battle right there. That's a county line
battle.
That's
a border war right there. Man, they're going to be sipping their lattes tonight.
The battle of whose portfolio is doing better.
There's going to be...
They call that the Capital Gains Bowl.
There's going to be... 1,500 people wearing LL Bean in that one tonight. Eddie Bauer's gonna love the result.
What's the thing now that's more expensive than Lululemon? Aloe or whatever it's called. ALO.
J Crew can't wait to
the On Running brand is just gonna be well represented. Yeah.
All right, what do you got for us, Charlie?
The debrief 9/26/2025. I don't know if you guys saw what Tua Tagovailoa said yesterday. In his press conference about...
He seemed to not know Cam Newton was a former NFL quarterback.
That was...
Not only that, but a former NFL MVP.
That was
and a Heisman Trophy winner.
That was going to be the whole thing. Tua said, I want to see anybody on the streets come play quarterback. Cam Newton is doing his thing in media, but it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it. And as you guys so pointed out, I have the career comparisons up to this point. between Tua and Cam Newton, if you would indulge me.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear.
Go ahead.
Cam Newton has played 78 games to Tua's 64, so Cam is more stayed healthier. Tua had has the better team overall record at 38-24 compared to 45-32. But the big numbers, Cam Newton has a little over 18,000 passing yards. Tua is at 15.5. Passing touchdowns, Cam is at 117. Tua is at 100. And now the rushing numbers, Cam Newton a little over 3,000 compared to Tua's 430.
Also, Cam Newton didn't play in an offense that was supposed to make the quarterback's job as easy as humanly possible.
Correct. Cam Newton also had 43 rushing touchdowns up to this point compared to Tua's 6.
Tua's essentially not allowed to run because if he gets hit, he might suffer a career-ending injury.
Cam Newton's a tough evaluation for me as far as how I feel about his career.
I mean, his MVP year, he was great, but he also made a business decision in the Super Bowl.
He also, outside of that year, really did not do a
great
whole
He had a pretty good rookie year. His rookie year was elite.
But they sucked.
And they sucked. And then his MVP year, he was great.
Chaz, you had something else you wanted to say here?
There's two things that Tua has over Cam. Higher completion percentage, and Cam Newton has thrown over 20 more interceptions.
And you're just talking about apples to apples to the same juncture in their careers.
But Cam has also been to a Super Bowl, 3-time Pro Bowl, 1-time All-Pro, 1-time MVP.
Cam's a better quarterback than Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the overall point. So when somebody says it's easier to hold a clicker and talk about it.
I would love to know if Tua was just talking about you're a former player, you're not a current one. If he genuinely didn't know who Cam Newton was, that would be incredible to me.
The thesis point of I play in the arena, you didn't or haven't, so you're not allowed to criticize me or I don't have to pay attention to your criticism is hilarious to me because it shows a tone deafness about why these leagues are worth billions of dollars in the first place. It always bothers me when professional athletes, when they get sensitive or they feel like they need to go on the defensive because the fans have hurt their feelings or the media have hurt their feelings. Dude, without those two things, nobody gives a rat's ass what you're doing. The reason why Tua is a slightly above average quarterback who's injury prone and gets to make roughly $50 million a year playing quarterback is because guys like Frank Fleming in New Jersey who work for Barstool are diehard Miami Dolphins fans who every time you throw an interception, they break things and scream out loud. You need those people. Well, so I would be more respectful towards them.
I don't like everything you said there I agree with. I also get extremely frustrated with the you just don't understand football unless you played it. False. There are many people who are smart enough to have somebody explain what is going on out there, right? Like coverages, okay? Coach, player, whatever. Explain to an analyst what is happening. Study it enough. And even though they never stepped on the field and threw a pass, be able to articulate why something did or did not happen. If that makes you mad as a former player because you feel like that person shouldn't have the grounds to say it, perhaps you should wonder about whether or not that person in any particular case just might be very smart and very good at talking and explaining stuff like that. That also bugs me.
So that leads me to my follow-up question for you, Pony. Ryan Clark on First Take the other day said to somebody, I forget who,
He said
that's the non-player.
Yes, that was a little bit ago. He said to Peter Schrager, and I thought Ryan was out of line there.
Having watched that thing, I just think he worded that wrong. Because I get where the point he was trying to make there was you, having not played in the NFL, don't understand how you feel when you might have good stats, but you blow a game like CeeDee Lamb did. So you might just, from having never played, you look at his numbers and say he had a good game. You don't know what it actually feels like when you have gaffes that cost your team the game. He just worded it terribly and made it sound like Peter Schrager's opinion didn't matter because he didn't play in the NFL.
I mean, I'm not in the habit of liking to defend Peter Schrager because I find Peter Schrager to be extremely annoying.
And he looks like Alf.
Correct.
I have one last thing.
Oh, wait. Do I have a fine? Okay, go ahead. Please. No, the only thing I was going to say about what you said, Chris, about the non-football players, Kevin Colbert never played football past high school. I mean, What's that say about him as a football guy and as a football scout and as a football manager? He never played past high school. So I'm just saying this. I'm not saying this at all to denigrate this person. But by that logic, Doran would know more than Kevin. Right? If we go by what Tua is basically saying.
Yeah, I mean, I just also think, like, any of the broad criticisms that, like, analysts on TV, like, I know people go after Mina Kimes for this.
Mina Kimes gets killed
and
by
I think
people.
She,
and
I
she
think
said
she,
very nasty things about Ben Roethlisberger
know,
in the past.
I know you've got to say that. I think she's very good at what she does. And
she
like,
has, Charlie.
And what bothers me about this is
very mean-spirited and
nasty. People assume she doesn't know what she's talking about, yet the people she works with have, like, been interviewed about her. And her unexpected rise and said, no one does more homework. No one is more inquisitive. No one asks us more questions to make sure that when she goes on TV, she really understands what she's talking about. And then that's only half the battle. You've got to be able to be articulate and entertaining about that which you are speaking about. And she is. And she gets it out quickly and explains it quickly. Like, they're not asking her. Notice they're not asking her to, like, go to the screen like they do with Ryan and Orlovsky and actually chalk talk and telestrate. Greg Cosell, maybe like one of the most respected film guys out there. Does Greg Cosell have some extensive playing background?
I think his dad was Howard Cosell,
that's
right?
That's my point.
Did you know that?
I didn't know
he
that.
He does like NFL matchup.
Yeah. Man, he sat down with me at the Super Bowl once and was like, do people in Pittsburgh understand how bad Najee Harris is? That's what he said to me off the air. He's like, this guy stinks. This guy can't break off a big run if his life depended on it. I watch the film every week. I don't get it with him.
We got somebody who says they coached under an NFL player and that NFL player is the most knowledgeable they'd ever seen. He said the only thing that those people can't comment on is the speed of the game. If you didn't play, you don't have any idea. But I think you can comment and you can tailor your commentary with the understanding that the game is ultra fast. And no, that's why you have like a control group. For example,
how did Belichick figure it out? He played lacrosse
in
college.
If Tom Brady can do something, right, as a very physically limited player, then I would like to believe that somebody could say, hey, if Brady can do it, so-and-so can too. You don't have to have played the game to know what the speed is and what good players are able to do and bad players aren't able to do in that setting, that realm.
The Big Kaboom going to join us for a full hour. He did not make the trip to Ireland, but he did watch the Steelers practice all week. He wrote today on Twitter about TJ Watt and the real reason why TJ Watt is only playing on one side. We were all over this yesterday. We'll hear what Mark has to say about this matchup if he agrees with Ben Roethlisberger's commentary this week about Broderick Jones and the Steelers coaches. How he feels about this matchup against a Vikings team that now suddenly everybody has pegged as one of the great teams in the NFL, even though they've won one playoff game in like the last 10 years. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. First, a message from Malzy.
Thanks, Pony. About Mitsu by the Mall, Tim Ferraro, the general manager and his team, with great deals, knocking down prices for you so that you can take advantage, so that the process of finding the Mitsu that fits you is easier than ever, and that you have yourself a great day after getting a great deal. Huh? You know? What I'm talking about, get your deal your way. What a great day. Get one on the Outlander right now. 7-passenger, third row seating, 0% financing for 60 months on Outlander. I drive one. I love it. All-wheel drive, drives like a car. Just cannot say enough good things about it. Brand new Mirages. It's the lowest priced new car on the market. And right now, you can take up to $2,000 more off MSRP. When it comes to Mirage, all of these vehicles backed by that 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, backed by 2 years of prepaid maintenance, and backed by $500 more for your trade. Do not hesitate. Find the Mitsu that fits you right now at Mitsu by the Mall and online, Jim Shorkey, NorthHillsMitsubishi.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky.
but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.